Shmuel Beis Perek Yudzayin Pasuk Yud. So Hushai is ripping Achitofel's actually tremendously good advice to shreds. He is a seasoned campaigner. He's a the master of the Senate. He knows how to play the press and a president who is weak any way he wants to, playing out the fish. Avshalom has tremendous ego, but also tremendous insecurity. That's what the psukim are really revealing here. And Hushai, whoa, brilliant Hushai, is working on Avshalom using every aspect, every weapon at his disposal, sensing every weakness and stabbing a needle into it so that Avshalom is just absolutely up is down and down is up and backwards and forwards because Hushai is painting him a picture of total disaster. So your guys are going to start to fall, and they're going to call it Avshalom's disaster. Furthermore, Vahugam ben Chayil asher libo kalev ha'aryeh. You should know that he is a valiant man. Who is a valiant man? Who is this brave man that he's talking about? So Rashi brings down even the person who's listening, even if he's a ben Chayil with the heart of a lion. He may see Yimas. His heart will melt within him when he hears about this story. So Rashi says it's talking about the listener to these stories. And the word's going to start to get out that it's you and your weakness that is being played upon. But others say that even if his heart is like a lion, he's talking about Achitofel. So if Achitofel leads the charge and the attack, oh yeah, he's brave. Ooh, he's really brave. But says the Radak, he's really brave with his 12,000 men. But as they start to fall, everybody's going to melt. And he's going to be the one to panic. He's going to run away. Right? Or he's going to think maybe it's his guys who are winning until he realizes it's his guys who are losing. He's a lion-hearted man, but he's inexperienced. Ki odea kol Yisrael ki gibor avicha, because everybody in the Jewish people knows how strong your father is. Which is interesting, because here's Achitofel playing down David's experience, bravery, strategy, and ability. And here's Hushai playing it up. Which is why it was so important for him to establish his bona fides earlier in the story to make it sound to Avshalom like he's totally loyal to Avshalom. But, you know, the old campaigner can't help but admire how great David is. Uvnei chayel asher ito, and he has great men, great warriors, valiant men with him. So, you know, whoever has the heart of a lion is going to start melting. And he'll strike down Achitofel, he'll strike down the 12,000 troops. Some say that the heart of a lion is talking about David himself. So the melting part, hames yimas, is like an incredulous, sarcastic comment. Do you think he's just going to melt away? Seriously? Shouldn't do it. Make a mistake. Achitofel's a great guy. Very smart advisor. Not this time. He's misjudging David. Yudalav ki yo'atzti. So therefore, here's what I have counseled. Yo'atzti, I have already given you advice. Now, he hasn't given any advice yet, but he's making it sound like it's a done deal. Like I already said it. So now that he has debunked everything Achitofel said, now he gives a different etzah, says the Malbim. Hefach atzas Achitofel b'chopratim. It's exactly the opposite from everything Achitofel had planned. First of all, hey osof yeosef alecho kol Yisrael midon vad ber sheva. Don't act precipitously. Don't go attack right now at nighttime and then wipe out your advanced squad. No, take your time. First, gather to you all of Klal Yisrael from Don Ve'ad Beersheva, from one diagonal corner of the land of Israel all the way down to the southern corner of Israel. Kachol asher al hayom larov, as numerous as the sands by the sea. Ufanecha holchim bakirav. And you lead them in battle. You. Don't let Achitofel take the glory. You take the glory. You be in the Rosh, Rashi says. So, don't attack too soon and fall. Take your time and create a massive war host. Bring the entire nation with you. It's almost ridiculous. This happened in the Whiskey Rebellion of 1794, Alexander Hamilton made a tax on whiskey. It was an excise tax. And in Pennsylvania, there were stories, rumors, of a large army of ragtag farmers who were going to fight the Second American Revolution because they were saying the new government was being tyrannical towards them. Hamilton counseled George Washington get a giant army together. Washington and 15,000 troops marched into rural western Pennsylvania, as they call it nowadays, Pennsyltucky, you know, where it's like Alabama, but a little further north. And 15,000 men blundering all over the place, and they went looking for an army that didn't exist, and they looked like idiots. Because you overreact, you try to go after a fly swatter with a bazooka, and you look like the insecure one. So actually, Hushai is setting up the advice so that Avshalom is going to look ridiculous, and also that it's going to delay, delay, delay. So you get everybody together, and you're going to be in charge of the army. It'll be your glory. And then what is going to happen? We'll see the strategy that Hushai is proposing, the almost ridiculous strategy that Hushai is proposing, next time.